We've got the team together with the opinion and selections. Let's get it started. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Yes, great to be with you. They're racing at Flemington here in Victoria. Perfect conditions. The rail's out 6 metres. We'll be racing on a good four, and it's a terrific card as well. At Flemington, it's a wonderful day of racing right across the country. As we reported from the top, at the start of the first word to kick off RSN Saturday race day, it's a heavy 10 up there in Brisbane for their big day, Dubin Cup Day. Ross Smith, the track curator, reporting that they had a horse gallop on there this morning. It's safe at the moment, but if the rain does come, that meeting is in jeopardy. And, of course, it's Goodwood Day across in Adelaide, their famous sprint, and Extreme Warrior for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. is the favourite there. But we need to find a couple of winners at Flemington, so let's welcome in the team. Hello to you, Dino. Thank God for Victoria and South Australia, because on the other side of the country, it just had to stop raining. I think there's 69 scratchings at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it, Gareth? Good morning to you. And that's right. We've got a beautiful conditions at Flemington. Looking forward to the meeting.
Election day, Dino. Plenty of football as well. You'd be busy with the remote control.
Oh, there's a lot going on, Gareth. Yeah, absolutely.
David Gately, I don't know what kind of mood you'd be in today with those scratchings at Rose Hill. As I say, good morning to you.
Yeah, no, it's tough, isn't it? And we've turned a great AFL game into just an umpire fest, so this is all, it's fabulous stuff.
I didn't mind last night. I thought it was a good game of football, Gator.
Oh, was there a game on?
Yes.
Oh, a game of footy broke out in between the umpiring taking over. No, it's good. No, that's good to know, but I can save you one channel flick. The election one, you can leave me out of that
one. All right, then.
Someone will win it.
I reckon you should be a politician, Gator.
I reckon I should, actually.
Prime Minister Gator. Warren Huntley, hello to you. And it's such an important day for the racing industry. It's National Trust Jockeys Day, and it's an important day as we remember the brave hoops that have fallen in this game and the jockeys that have been badly injured as well.
Yeah, it plays an important role in supporting riders, and not just riders, but people involved in the industry, track work riders that have experienced hard times or become significantly injured. And the function that Sean Cosgrove's hosting today at Flemington, no doubt, will be very well attended, and there'll be a great mood at the place.
Would you vote for Gator, Warren?
I keep my voting to myself, Gareth.
Nicholas Quinn, hello to you.
That was very good from Warren. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Hello, Gareth. Hello, all.
Let's get stuck into this preview. The first race is over the 2,500 metres at Flemington. Today it's a benchmark 84. And just having a look at the scratchings to kick off at this meeting at Flemington. Queen Takes King is out, which is the two. And she is the only scratching there, Quinny.
And it's a very competitive way to start the program. There's been early money for a couple of runners at longer odds. The Toppy Taramansor has been $10 into $7.50. And number 8, Reflect the Stars, $12 into $9.50. Accountability now a $6 joint favourite with Kaituku. Those two have been rock solid at the top of the market. Eureka Street, a $7 chance. Brawl, $8 into $7. And then Pesto was the joint favourite initially and has eased out to $9. Most competitive way to start the program with a sprinkling of support for runners at longer odds.
After a nightmare preparation, Matt Kamani reporting that Taramansor should nearly bounce back to his best this afternoon, Dino. And there's been some money for the horse carrying 58 kilos up the top of the weights there.
Yeah, the dry track's certainly going to help him. And he's got a chance in an even race. I'm not that keen to get involved, but I thought one down in the weights like Algiers, who ran a cheeky race first up, 2,000 metres at Ballarat, and be better for that run. And that was behind Mombaha, who I think is a really smart horse. Talking to Matt Kamani's, it stretched out beautifully to win that race. And I just thought with 52.5, a low draw, getting a cheap run. He did win second up last time in over 2,400 at Sandown. Little chance, but accountability's in his right grade and right distance. Taramansor and he both tie in with their form in the spring. And 8, Reflect the Stars, who went back to the jump outs after that first up run. And I thought looked really good and sharp and ready to run a bold race second up. But I'm going with LGS just at a price in a low confidence race. 10-4, 1-8.
Early lunch, Dino.
Could be, Gareth.
Yes. David Gately, what are you doing here with the stays?
I'm going to tip Accountability, 3 duck eggs this prep, but I think he's going better than that. He kept closing last time. Race tight as well at a key stage. I think it was a sneaky good run. Gets to a staying trip. Almost all his form beyond 2,000 is good. I think they can be more positive here. That's the other key to it. Eureka Street shuffled back hillside, latest off a moderate tempo. Then they went forward in a fast run race prior to that. So things aren't going really to script. The form around point in the pen's easy to like. Katakou, first go staying trip at Geelong and streeted them. The third horse, incidentally, was beaten 5 lengths by Young Hostess, so it does tie in. And Caramansour perhaps next. 4-5-1, hang on, 4-5-11-1.
Warren, your speed map here with the stays, and then your tips, please.
Oh, I thought Kaituku probably rolls forward. He might be more effective on softer ground, but I think he puts himself in a spot nearer the inside. As Gator said at this trip, Countability might be able to hold more of a spot. Eureka Street, Taramansur drawn just to the inside of Kaituku. Maybe Eureka Street out of those mightn't be that far away, but I thought Kaituku was the most likely leader. It's a very even race, as the boys have outlined. It's a benchmark 84 in terms of its publication, but the highest rating horse now is Taramansur at 78, with Queen Takes King coming out as an 80 rating mare, and they're all between 65 and 78 in their ratings. Gee, I didn't know Taramansur had such torrid time between runs, but if he's still able to soldier on, then I'm backing him as much as his resilience as anything else. He's been through the wars, but dry ground, I think, is the key to him. He was very good first up here at Flemington behind Crystal Pegasus before things started to unravel for him. So if he can get back to something like that form, I think he's got as good a chance as anything. One ahead of 5, Eureka Street, who probably got shuffled back at a crucial stage last start. 7, Pesto. Down here for dry ground, no doubt. He gets that. He found the line okay last start. Countability, Algiers, as Dino outlined, I think they're all in the mix. I put them in 1-5-7-4.
Dino selections in the first, 10-4-1-8. Gator with the 4 from the 5-11-1. And Taramansour, the tip there from Warren Huntley, 1-5-7-4. The two-year-olds do battle in the second race at Flemington over the 1,400 metres. Scratchings here for race number 2. You can put a line through the 4 Skyforger, the 9 Suzmik, the 12 Your Shout Gingy, and also the 17 Lindemann, and Poker Car, the 18, comes out here, Quinny.
Punters only want to know about the top 2 in the market at this stage, Gareth. 60% of the money has been for Brosnan, 30% of the money for Lethal Thoughts. They're both firmed. Every other runner in the field has drifted as a result. Brosnan 480 into 310 throughout the week, and then 310 into 280 already on race day. Lethal Thoughts now a $4 second elect in from 6. Then we've got Far From Discreet a $7 chance, Amphina 8, and Mabutho a $9 chance out to 10, ML Galmation $9 out to 12, Andret a $19 chance out from 13, and 57 years, 18 out to 23. It's all about the top 2 in the market. Punters are pinning their hopes to numbers 1 and 2 in race 2.
Gator, the punters got it right with Brosnan and also Lethal Thoughts here.
Look, I think they stand out. I think there was a sneaky good debut run from Anabutho. I really liked what he did there. He was crowded up early, ended up a long way back. Ran on really nicely, and that was without the rider really being able to open the throttle fully. He just wanted to lay in, and it was sort of, he was just doing it pretty much on his own, you know, under his own steam. The winner there had beaten Skyforger, who originally was one of the many acceptors here, and then chased Lethal Thought, so you can sort of tie the form in. So I've lent his way at the price. Brosnan closed off nicely, second quickest time at the end of a VRC size, easy to like. I forgive anything on that track in Sydney, plus he was lame. Lethal Thoughts, well, he's the only horse to have won a race here, and he dug deep to score whilst the runner-up did fail last week. The third horse has run nice in listed grade prior to that, so I think form lines for the babies can be a bit tricky. And Amphina jumped out well before the good debut running on hard at Warnow. That was a total on-pace race outside of this horse. So a bit to take out of it, obviously. 3-1-2-15 for me.
And Warren, geez, I enjoyed catching up with young Patrick Kearney this morning with Amabutho, and he sounded bullish, the young trainer.
Yeah, he's got a great attitude, Pat, hasn't he? And he's doing a good job early in his training career. And I think Amabutho ran well on debut. Still looks like he's got a bit to learn, as a lot of these have. He's put a bubble cheeker near side on him. But gee, I think Brosnan's the benchmark here. That run in the sires just stands out to me on dry ground, and probably didn't have the clearest of passages in the home straight. Let's Roll the Dice was then placed at Group 1 level in Sydney. Seemed to handle the ground up there better than Brosnan did. Oh, I'm keen on Brosnan here. I think he's clearly the one to beat. One ahead of 10. Adret, I'm not too sure how Ollie does it. The scratchings have made the task a bit easier. But, gee, I think she's a talent. If she can flow into the race at the right time, I think she's got a good chance, as does Lethal Thoughts, who Gator Outline, at least he's won a race, and he was strong to the line, a determined win there on debut. You'd think the 1,400 metres all suit, and Amabutho was good late at Bendigo on debut. Keen on one, ahead of 10, 2 and 3.
And Warren, just quickly there, you look at the form guide with these two-year-olds, and there's a host of gear changes after their debut efforts or their first couple of runs. Is there one particular important gear change from a punter's perspective that might not quite understand all of this that they should look for?
Oh, look, I think they're all individuals, and yeah, you're trusting the trainers to understand their animal a lot better than I do and we do in terms of what's going to help them get the best out of them. With Brosnan, they've taken the blinkers off and put the winkers on, so still carrying some headgear, but not quite as severe. And the bubble cheeker on Amabutho on the near side, just trying to stop him sort of perhaps laying in a little bit. Winkers go on Zoe's Promise. She's had a couple of runs back, but she's, you know, she's big odds. You know, again, you're not, if you're not in the inner circle, you're not absolutely sure what they're trying to achieve, but all you can do is look at the horse's performances, and yeah, particularly gear changes, I think, are ones that are significant. And I pay a lot of attention to tongue ties as well, too, particularly if a horse has a below-par run. It could well be to do with them not getting into a right breathing pattern, and a tongue tie can help quickly rectify that.
Your confident levels here, Dino?
Gareth, I think the top two, present with good form lines, and it's always hard with the two-year-olds going to 1,400 and lightly raced horses, and they can improve sharply. But Brosnan freshened up, one dry track run, terrific effort in the size produce. I think that's good enough to see him run well. Lethal Thoughts, I thought it was a good win, and the extra distance is going to suit. He can run very well. Adret never got clear last week at Geelong. Awkward draw, but just might be three wide with cover and clear air if it's an even race and they're bunched. He might just come sweeping down the outside, Ollie, on this filly, and she can run well. And seven Amalgamation maybe at the first starters for Peter Moody. Looks to have jumped out okay, but an open race. I think Brosnan and Lethal Thoughts are the two on form, but some of these could improve sharply getting to this sort of trip. 1, 2, 10, 7.
So there's Dino's numbers there. 1, 2, 10 and 7. Gator with the 3 and an each-way price. 1, 2 and 15 for second, third and fourth for Gator. And Warren's with Brosnan, 1, 10, 2 and 3. 17 minutes past 8. We'll take a break and we'll come back with plenty more here on the Melbourne Form Panel as we take a look.
He's had a few and knows driving's not smart. His wife's ready to go and he needs to make a move. Heading towards the finish. Nothing in it. And yes, he's jumped in the bus. He's home.
A real win this racing season is making the right decision to not drink and drive. If we all get home safely, everyone wins. TAC.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
We're up to race number 3 with the preview at Flemington. This is over the 2,000 metres for the 3-year-olds. You can scratch the horse down the bottom there, the 12. And Quinny, what's the market doing here?
Flash Feeling's been popular to go back-to-back, Gareth. Currently a $3.80 favourite and hit the market at that quote. Secret Glamour, $4.80. Flashing Tycoon's been a little bit soft, was the joint favourite initially, now a $5.50 third elect. Billiton, a $7 chance. Natural Mystic has been $15 into 9, and there's been supported each way odds for the 5, Power of Song. As much as $26 was available early doors, now into 16. And Turfy's been another one that's been specced the longer odds, as much as 26 into 16. Very minor deductions along the way. Some each way money for runners at longer odds, but your favourite Flash Feeling, the best bet.
Warren Huntley on the quick backup. Can Flash Feeling step up and win over the 2,000 metres here?
Gives every impression that he'll run the 2,000, doesn't he, Gareth? He was very strong to the line and patiently ridden, and it may well have been just part of his education to get him ready to get out to the 2,000 metres here. The winkers come off a gear change. He might need the sharpness that the winkers may provide out to the 2,000 metres. He'll balance up off speed from that draw, but he's been hitting a line well, particularly his most recent start. So I'm with him. Blushing Tycoon rode a pretty solid speed last time and probably was the best of the on-pacers in that race. You'd expect he's going to be somewhere near the speed again, not have to do a lot of work to get there from an inside draw. I thought Audrey Girl found the line well last start behind Shannon Burge. You could mount a case to say she should have finished a bit closer there and giving the impression that the rise in distance will suit. For Secret Glamour, back from Sydney and back on to firmer ground. Her best would be good enough. She's been placed both her starts here. 2-1-6-4.
Dino, your speed map here and then your selections.
Gareth, the speed map, I thought that the likes of Blushing Tycoon from Barrier 1, Power of Song in 4, Hard Question 6, Natural Mystic drawn out wider with the 4 most likely to go forward. Who'll lead? I'm not exactly sure. I'm just hoping Flash Feelings ridden quietly. Probably gets on the back of something like Villardin, just gets a card into the race and can use that turn of foot that he showed last week. It was a very cold ride by young Matt Cartwright and it worked well. And I think if he rides for a similar sort of scenario, I think he can get over the top of these and out-sprint them. Secret Glamour will, I think, bounce back for two reasons. Back to Melbourne, she really struggled around the turn a couple of times in those Sydney races. And also it was on wet ground, so she might have been struggling around the turns because of the wet ground too. So back onto dry ground. Blushing Tycoon and Villardin, not a lot between them out of that race recently at Caulfield. Blushing Tycoon's going well and Villardin's building his fitness. But I'm with Flash Feeling to win again, 2-4-1-7.
Are you also with Flash Feeling here, Gator?
I wouldn't think there's much reason to drop off after last week's win. What a fabulous finale slash win, given outside of this horse. It was a total on-pace race. I think that adds a lot of merit to the win. I don't think 2,000 pulls the horse up. And yeah, it'll do. Secret Glamour, I saw it the same way as Dino. I think just looked all at sea, crabbing around the turns. And not many do that at Randwick. I can forgive anything on those tracks. I mean, even wet trackers weren't handling some of those things up there. The form prior to that can certainly win this. Blushing Tycoon, going really well, I think. Chased a strong speed last time, as Ted referenced. Battled well. Crossed the line with Yafet, who then beat All Bar One Jungle Magnate in a Group 1 South Australian Derby. He might finally get a peaceful run one day, this horse. Power of Song, run down by Emperor France. That three-year-old beat Yafet and Blushing Tycoon as well. Then we'll forgive Warnable on that very wet track. Villardin next. I thought they'd be in Sydney, but again, I can forgive anything scratching from that state. 2-4-1-5.
2-4-1-7 for Dino. 2-4-1-5 Gator. And Flash Feeling also the tip from Warren Huntley. 2-1-6-4. Let's have a look at race number 4 on the program. This is a benchmark 78 for the 3-year-old fillies over the 1,400 metres. And you can scratch the 12 here, Quinny.
And good support here for the second elect, Gareth. Number 13, Israelite Bay, was $11 into $8.50 throughout the course of the week. And the money has come strongly on race day. $8.50 into $6. Now the second elect at that quote, but clearly the best back runner. The favourite defining has been 3.30 out to 4.40. Literary Magnate, a $7 chance. Liberated Girl at $7. Torregine's been 13 into 10, back to 11. There's been each-way support for Cur Royale, who's been 17 into 13. And My Yankee Girl, rock solid at that $14 quote. If you're chasing one at very long odds, number 6, Aaron Moore, one better, 500 each way at 34 the win, $8 the place. But it's the second elect here, Israelite Bay, clearly the best backed in race 4.
Looking forward to this race, Dino. What about the speed here? Where do you see that coming from?
It's a good question, Gareth. I'm not sure that there's mad speed. I think probably Cur Royale, Torregine, Barriers 2 and 3, they'll use that to advantage. Whether horses like My Yankee Girl and Aaron Moore come across from out wider, Mr. Ostend and Hanadi maybe, second run in Australia, won't be that far away. But looks just an even speed to me.
All right, then. What about, have you found the winner then?
I like Israelite Bay. I think she had that first up win. She really only got clear late, had a very sharp last 200 metres. That run last preparation behind Bonza Perla, that's genuine Group 1 fillies form, and even males, because she ran so well in the Australian Guineas, Bonza Perla. So I'm with Israelite Bay. I think Kerr Royale's the interesting runner, fitter for the first up run. Brett Preble trialled, looked as though he trialled anyway, Thalassophile recently at Flemington. It trialled really well. So he's riding Kerr Royale, so it might be a lead that it might be the best of the Walla runners, but that's just trying to join the dots a bit there. Literary Magnet ran really well first up at Sandown. She'll be fitter. And Thalassophile, who I thought is racing well, and as I said, came down to Melbourne, had that good trial last week, and looks ready to go. But they're the main four. Liberated Girl I'll be putting in an early quaddie. She looks a nice filly. 13, 3, 1, and 8.
Defining, Dino?
Awkward draw. Ran well last start. Obviously, that's a really good form line through a really promising horse. But, I just thought that was the challenge for her.
Gator, what are you doing here in this three-year-old fillies race?
Yeah, look, I concede that it's not an ideal draw for Defining, but I do think it's less of an issue generally at Flemington than other tracks. So, look, I have landed on her. I think she should have finished closer to the Spruce Horse Elation last time. And obviously, like, thrashed Hop on Harry prior to that. Hop on Harry was in right on the heels of Elation last week. She does look genuinely promising herself. She can run a really strong last 600 figure and be really competitive here. Literary Magnate, I was pretty keen on her first up, despite the 61, and have to think, I thought we were home, and along came Canby with no weight and bloused us, a significant weight swing back in Literary Magnate's favour. I think can turn the tables back. That doesn't take anything away from the win of Canby. She had to run the quickest last run of the day to beat us, and it's exactly what she did. So it was a terrific return. And Liberated Girl interests me. Terrific debut, beating Hardly Sweet, who has since been beaten two lengths in a Group 2 CUNY, and they thrashed the third horse that day. Thought she trialled nicely before that and since then. The other up-and-coming is Israelite Bay. Really interesting race, isn't it? One I'm keen to see. 4-1, 14-2 for the record.
And what are you doing here, Warren, in a fascinating contest?
Yeah, I think it's one of the more intriguing races of the day, and I'd be looking for a notification of a potential change in tactics for My Yankee Girl. Just believe they might be trying to ride her a little bit quieter in an attempt to hit the line, which we have seen her do previously, but the way the race shaped up, she found herself on speed last time, and that's a form line that's quite to the fore in this race. So I'll be keeping an eye out for a notification there. I'm a bit with Dean with Israelite Bay. That Bonza Perla form reference from the last preparations, a terrific form reference. She trialled up nicely. She was $1.30 at Cranbourne first up, and she was expected to win, and she took a while to get there. But I think the step up in distance and the way that race shaped up, she just did what she had to do. I think she's quite progressive, and she maps to get a good run. Another promising filly, and one of a few in this race, is Liberated Girl. I think she's jumped out nicely to resume for the Peter Moody stable, and she was dominant beating Hardly Sweet, who's got talent herself when she debuted at Mornington and won impressively. For Defining, she's going to need some luck from the draw, but I think she's going well, and Literary Magnate was terrific first up, made her a horse to follow out of that race. Probably ideal world, you might want one more run and maybe up to 1,600 metres, but she's in the mix also. So I think it's a really intriguing race and a very competitive race. 13, 14, 4 and 1.
So 13, 14, 4 and 1 there for Warren Huntley. 13, 3, 1 and 8 for Dino, and Gators with the 4, 1, 14 and 2. We'll take a look at race number 5, and this is over the 1,100 metres for the 3-year-olds. Scratch the 4, the 6, 8, 9, 11 and 12. So, Quinny, that leaves us with a very short price favourite now.
It does indeed. Star Patrol, runner 5, currently $1.45, was $1.85 into $1.60 on the back of market support, and has now crunched into that $1.45 quote on the back of all those scratchings you did allude to. Has been well supported, has been well anchored through the multi-bets. Outback Action, a $4.50 second to leg, then it's double figures or better the rest. Scissor Step at $13, the second best backed runner in the race, and one of the better back long shots anywhere across the country today is Crystal Bound. This horse opened $34 on Wednesday. There were bets of 10,000 each way at 34, 2,000 each way at 31, and 1,200 at 18. So worth keeping an eye on Crystal Bound, but it's all about Star Patrol. Hopefully it's short but sweet for favoured backers.
Star Patrol is the $1.45 chance in your eyes, Gator?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's only got to run anywhere near what he did last time. Absolutely smashed the clock as well. Like, he ran a similar, almost identical, in fact, first 600 in the, as the Bee Hunter race. He would have beaten that horse about six or seven lengths on times, and obviously beat Cardinal Jam, those sort of horses, Squid Game. They're not slouches, these things. Yeah, so, you know, obviously, you know, it's a race and they can regress and blah, 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 blah. But I can only go on what I saw there. And he's just, he's unbeatable off that win. I would have given him a hope in a Goodwood. Scissor Step beat Magic Max fresh, which easily ties in with Karakazar. Of course, they've decided to scratch. Slow Recovery last time, we'll forgive that one. I think a colder ride's the key, but, you know, don't know everything. Capital Rain can improve on top of the ground, and Outback Action has a future as well. 5, 1, 3, and 13,
I think. Those were Gator's numbers there. So 5, 1, 3, and 13, I should say. They're at Flemington in race number 5. Warren, I'm just excited to see Star Patrol once again because it was amazing watching him live there at Flemington. You really thought, well, what is happening here with the way that he just demolished that field? And then you had a look at the clock and it was like, wowee.
Yeah, when they break 1-9 down the straight, yeah, they're flying. And as Gator said, he did it, you know, in the second half of the race. His form with Clinton McDonald has just been outstanding. His win at Pakenham was something special also. And he's been back to the jump out since, and he trialled up nicely with Extreme Warrior and Lombardo, horses that are very talented sprinters. Extreme Warrior's favourite in an even Goodwood, and gee, Star Patrol jumped out nicely behind them. He looks to cope well with the straight, obviously, with that explosive performance, and if he can reproduce that, I agree with Gator, and that's what you're sort of punting on, is that he will reproduce it, but if he does, he'll explode away from them again. So it's almost impossible to tip against on that performance down the straight last start. Outback Action was terrific, really dominant maiden victory, and his debut performance was very good, covering ground, battling on well. So he's a promising galloper in his own right, but he hasn't quite got the upside of Star Patrol yet. Scissor Steps, bit of a benchmark. He's been racing well, tucked in behind them, holding his ground and running well against some talented gallopers. Magic Max, Midwest, even Sabuma was very good winning, and that's the Clemenceau form line. So that form line's strong. Scissor Steps probably just a touch unlucky to run into a horse with the upside of Star Patrol. I think Triporti's been trialling up nicely to resume and might just tuck in behind them from that draw. But if he does reproduce that, I agree with Gator, he'll be winning 5, 13, 1, and 7.
Dino?
Yeah, the boys have summed it up perfectly. He's a seriously, seriously fast horse. What he's done in his two runs for Clinton McDonald have been amazing. And I think all being well, he'll win again. And don't think that just because we're in the off-season, these are the races that in 2018 Nature Strip used to build his profile. And then what he went on to, this horse is seriously fast also. And looking forward to seeing him do it again today. I think Scissor Step will run the exacta. I thought he was ridden too close. I think they've worked out how to ride him best, and that is off a colder ride, and he was just too close to the speed last start, and he didn't finish off as well. But I think he can just park behind them here, be ridden to, you know, to be strong late, and he can get into the exacta. 13 Outback Actions promising. 7 Triporti, as Warren said, it's trialled up nicely. But, yeah, can't wait to see this horse and the next phase of his career. 5 from 1, 13 and 7.
Do you think if you got an Everest slot, you're watching him today, Dino?
Oh, I don't know about that, Gareth. Okay. He's run to the outside fence a few times around going the Sydney way of going. I think Melbourne has been a big key to him. So, I don't know about that one. Unless they, it might float down to Melbourne, the Everest, with all this rain. So we might have it here.
5, 1, 13, 7, Dino. 5, 1, 3, and 13, Gaither. And Warren also with Star Patrol. 5, 13, 1, and 7. 8:36, we'll take a break. We'll come back and have a look at the Quaddie Leagues.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne racing. RSN 927's Saturday Panel.
Of course, the Saturday panel is brought to you by Racing Queensland, and they're racing on a heavy 10 at the moment there at Doomben. Let's hope that meeting goes ahead. because we mentioned a few times this morning that BRC sprint was meant to be over the 1350 back to the 1200 metres now. So if you've done your form for the trip over 1350, it's back to the 1200 metres. But if they get any more rain there, that meeting is in major doubt. But let's hope that rain stays away. Let's have a look at the... Well, they're definitely racing in Flemington. Beautiful day here. Good four rails out 6 metres. And let's take a look at the first leg of the quaddie. A benchmark 84 over the 1,800 metres. Scratched the 4, 6, 9, 10, 15 and 17 here, Quinny.
Yes, so lots of scratching. Fortunately, not too many deductions. All those runners you just mentioned equate to 11 cents in the dollar. The best backed runner is Cool. $6.50 initially, all the way down to the $3.40 price that's currently available and has been a race day firmer. Worthily, $5.50. Five Kingdom, $7.50. Canaan's been supported on an each-way basis, $10 into $8. Then we've got Welsh Legend, $12. El Gladiator, $15. Kissinger, $15. But it's Coolth, well back to get back in the winner's enclosure, third up today.
What do you think about this race here, Warren Hunley?
Well, leaning towards Coolth, but he could be a bit of a rope-a-dope type of horse, and I could be a soft target for him because he's got me in a few times. But he's had no luck at all at his two runs back this preparation. And unfortunately, he was in a very good spot. I like the fact that he was able to begin cleanly and get into a spot, Flemington, last week. But that counted against him because when the sprint went on, he was behind some tiring horses and the momentum was out wider. And he had to pick up and sprint very late in the race when the horses around him had momentum. So I think the rising distance from that run suits. He's obviously come back well. His two runs have been without luck. That can be a little bit of a legacy of his racing style, but I thought he put himself into a good spot last week and was just the way the race shaped up rather than his racing style that brought him undone. I'm leaning 18 ahead of 14 Worthily, who was good at Sale last start behind a smart horse in Uncle Bryn, ran through the line well on that occasion. 3, 5 Kingdom probably rolls across from that wider draw, sits on the speed, gives a side. He's a tough on speed galloper. Well, I'll put 19 Estrada in emergency that gains a start as next best. But in the theme of including horses that don't win out of turn, I'll be putting Canaan in the quaddie. 18, 14, 3 and 19.
A few horses. I don't know if you can trust here, Dino, in race 6.
Well, I'm, as I said, just starting the breakfast show. I'm uttering a sentence I don't think I've ever uttered before. I'm tipping Canaan. his best form is third up. His two runs in have been good. He usually, if he does something, it's usually third up, and he's going well. He trialled, I thought, really well on Monday. I think he's ready to go. I just think he's got a good chance. Luke Nolan riding at 56.5 is a bit of a lead too. He must think he's going pretty well. I'm going with him to beat 18 Coolth. I'm a bit like Warren. He's good, very good early in a prep, and I hope that last week's run was because it was just such a, yeah, basically a 200-metre dash for him that took nothing out of him and he doesn't get too slow too quickly. But if he doesn't, he can win. Five Kingdom, well, if you want a reliable horse, he's in. He doesn't win very often, but he's going to ride the speed, make his own luck. Josh Richards knows him well and he'll give a great sight. And 14 Worthily, who ran well at Sale. He ran in, that was a good race. He's had the time between runs. Next best, I'll be putting Estrada in the quaddie, but I'm going 7, 18, 3 and 14.
The old football coaching you go to, I know we have our D-Day horse at RSN Central each and every Thursday, but be an interesting pre-game speech to a few of these. This is their day.
Yeah, we would have got a group aside. No doubt it wouldn't have been a one-on-one chat. But yeah, no, I think Ted summed up Coolth really well. I think the early doors, he was a get back and run on, and he was showing terrific promise. But the real key last week was putting himself in the race and still powering through the line after being held up at a key stage. It was a swooper's race as well. I think that's another you know, key point there. I agree with you. I think Canaan's going really well, you know. He hasn't won for 1,000 years, but you know, we thought he was a group horse when he won the Frank Packer Plate. I think even before lockdown won that one. But look, he's been hitting the line really well. Worthily looks ready as well. Sorry about the gap between runs this stable. And Kissinger got lost fresh quickly to this trip. He's the other key hope, I think. And it's a race that I'm going to take these four in the quaddie. They are 18, 7, 14, and 13.
All right, then. So there's gaiters numbers in race number 6. 7, 8, 5 and 14, Dino. 8, 7, 14 and 13, Gator. And 18, 14, 3 and 19 for Warren. Let's have a look at the Hilton Nicholas Strait 6. This is the feature at listed level over the 1,200 metres at headquarters. And you can scratch Regards Marie, who goes around in the Goodwood, of course. The 7, great again. It's too firm for him. But the rest of them are starting here, Quinny.
And front page is the current favourite, Gareth, at $3.40, has been solid at that quote. The best back runner is the second elect, number 12, It's Our Time, $4.40 into $3.50. Then we've got Ranting 9, current $12 into 9 on race day. At longer odds in each way move for the 8, Serious Suspect, as much as $31 into 18 over the course of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And today has been 18 into 14. Then Romancer at 19, Charlize 21, Blazejowski 26 with Ocean Beyond. Good betting race. The second elect, It's Our Time, the best backed.
It was great to see, especially for the Duray family, Dino. Front page returned to his brilliant best after that injury layoff at Wagga and that town plate there the other week.
It certainly was, Gareth, and I think the ride will continue back again today. I think he made that name for himself a couple of years ago, winning the Creswick final down the straight brilliantly, and he has been in the wilderness for a while, whether it be through injury or those COVID restrictions that were stopping him across the border at one stage. But I love that win at Wagga. He rode the speed and then just got stronger. And he can easily ride the speed here. And I think he'll be very hard to beat. It's Our Time. Really interesting from Denny O'Brien earlier in the week with Michael Felgate saying he just had a really bad day at the races. He played up uncharacteristically before the race in the mounting yard. He played up in the barriers. He missed the start two lengths. And for all of that, he still ran fourth. He's a really consistent horse. I think as long as he's back on song, he'll be right there again. I think if there's a long shot winner of this race, it's Charlize. I thought she roared through the line the recent jump out at the Cranbourne. I love the way she jumped out on that occasion, and she can run a bit of a race fresh. And Serious Suspects back to his happy hunting ground, the straight at Flemington. He's been running well, and Flemington suits, and this grade of race suits. He's got a chance. There's a lot of little place chances in this race, including last year's winner, Romancer, but I'm keen on front page 9, 12, 11, and 8.
Your thoughts here, Gator?
Yeah, look, I'm going to tip It's Our Time. Obviously, a terrific return. Wide, still a savage the line. And he just beat himself, didn't he, last time? Still, you know, given all the myriad of excuses, I thought he's probably run enormous again. So stays down on the minimum. If you can split Halvorsen and the Astrologist in a Standish, you can certainly win this. Front page, what a brilliant return win. That's the real front page, no doubt. Ran the time to back it up. His Creswick's win in 2020, thrashing horses like High Stranger, again in fast time. The only little query was second up off such a long break, and Stable did say he really felt that run first up. That's the only thing, you know, that's annoying me. But of these, I had trouble splitting them, but I went 12 over 9. Ranting returned gelded and after a throat off, so it was a good win. So I have to trust the win now. And Curran rushed home in the It's Our Time race. And I agree with Jen. I think Charlize is the best blowout as well. So 12, 9, 10, 14 for me.
And Warren in race 7?
Terrific race, Gareth. But before we get to that, I've got a challenge for you. I think you need to find a sponsor, which you're very good at, for our audience to try and identify as Gator's secret sound that he slots in at different times during a Saturday morning. And we could award the prize during the last ad break.
I didn't want to throw him under the bus. It sounds like the seatbelt. Sounds like the seatbelt.
No, well, that's, we can have our audience competing for that, and we can award a prize. We can be awarded in the last ad break.
Because he's Gator to tell the truth, however.
He's got a myriad of sound effects, that man, and I think it's one of the highlights of the morning. I'm with It's Our Time here also, but very good respect for front page. But just want to see It's Our Time parade. As Dino outlined, Danny O'Brien talked through the mood that he was in at Caulfield, and it was evident in the mounting yard and pre-race at the barriers, and missed the kick, still ran terrifically. So I'm thinking that if he gets his manners right, he's effective down the straight, he's got a great chance. Good to see Jeff Duray and the team get front page back to win the town plate at Wagga first up. That was an explosive win. He's been effective down the straight, winning the Creswick 2 years ago. So the straight won't hold any fears for him. I thought if there was a blowout, it might be 6 Romancer. I thought he did enough in a slowly run race first up. When he's won down the straight, previously over the sprint trip. He's had a lovely tick over jump out on the Monday and then gone to the races on the Saturday, and I thought he moved through the line very nicely in a jump out on Monday. 14 currents, been going okay. I thought a recent jump out at Caulfield indication that he's going well, and he's also been effective down the straight with a good run in a Creswick in his previous life. 12, 9, 6 and 14.
9, 12, 11 and 8 for Dino. 12, 9, 10 and 14 for Gator, and 12, 9, 6 and 14 there for Warren Huntley. We'll take a break, come back with the last couple of races and also get the team's best bets, their quaddy, and of course, Leanne's mob.
Opinion and selections for today's Melbourne Racing. RSN 927's Saturday panel.
Race number 8's a benchmark 100 over the 1600 metres at Flemington. Scratch the 2, 3, 11 and 14. Quinny, what price can we get for Tuvalu?
Currently $2.30. Gareth, one of the better backed runners on the program, in from as much as $3.80. Pro Consent, the second elect, has also been a firmer. 11 into 8.50 through the week, 8.50 into 7 on race day. Then Skyman 9, Vitruvius 9.50, Sosibon 10, Imperial Lad at 12. But Tuvalu all the rage to make it back-to-back victories.
Have a good day, Quinny. What's your best?
I'll be sticking with Tuvalu. Hopefully Lindsay Smith can get the job done there for us. Race 8, number 13.
Good on you, Nicholas. There's Nicholas Quinn. Gator, are you with Tuvalu here?
Yeah, I am narrowly. I think he's short enough, but I had trouble splitting he and Skyman. I think they should be a lot closer together in the market. But anyway, I took Tuvalu on top. It was a really strong win first up. Dry track won't hurt him. He's won 5 of 8, 2 of those defeats at the hands of Thunderstruck. I think with 53, he's going to take some beating. Skyman's come back in terrific order. Terrific return, wasn't it, against the pattern of the day. And then zoomed home again last time after being forced right off the track on the turn. There's a weight swing on Imperial Lad. I think he can get by that horse. And if there's a real danger to Tuvalu, I think. Now, Pro Consent was balked at a key stage, then chased Tuvalu at his Melbourne debut. Missed him 3 kilos better, and he's proven second up, so probably should be tighter in the market as well. And Vitruvius is going really well. Sharply up in trip last time in Brave Bond, another promising one in Sir Davey. 13, 8, 9 and 15.
Are you with his favourite, Warren?
I'm working around the same four horses, Gareth. Excuse me, but I agree with Gator that I don't think there should be anywhere near as much between Skyman and Tuvalu. And Tuvalu's got a terrific record at Flemington. He's got a good record at 1,600 metres. And I think he's got a great winning chance here. If the track's playing, as Liam O'Keefe outlined, that they are starting to edge off a bit later on in the day with that wear and tear from the meeting with a bit of rain during the day last week, then I think he's got a terrific chance, Skyman, here, and I'm leaning his way. 8 ahead of 13, Tuvalu, who'll ride the speed. He probably comes up, sits outside Imperial Lad, and no knock on him at 1,600 metres. He was beaten by a smart horse in Gentleman Roy, was his only attempt at this trip, and he ran well enough on that occasion, but he's second up, he's up to 1,600 metres, he's down the weight, so he should get every opportunity to run the trip, but I think he's tight enough in the market. Vitruvius is not suited at the handicaps here with the rating, but he's a horse with upside. He's down in the weights, he should be getting more weight relief than he is, but he is a horse with upside. Blinkers off here, third up, he should be approaching peak fitness, and Pro Consent just got cut out by the stablemate and the favourite here, Vitruvius, at the turn into the home straight. I thought he did a good job to pick himself up and find the line first up at Warrnambool. 8, 13, 15 and 9.
Tuvalu, Lindsay says he's as good as, maybe even a little bit better than Scales of Justice, Dino. If that's the case, he should be nearly winning this.
Yeah, it's one thing to say it. He's just got to do it now. He's a really nice horse. I've got the exact same sentiment as the guys. He's way too short. I'm just putting 5 horses in this leg of the quaddy, and I think he's the most likely winner, but so he goes in on top. But I'll be putting in Skyman. The guys have made a great case for him. He's going well, but that's been at Caulfield. He's much better at Flemington. 9, Pro Consent, has got the 3 kilo weight turnaround. Good record at the mile, will run well. 15, Vitruvius, is 8.5 kilos out of the handicap. The blinkers cost him last start. He over-raced. I'm glad the blinkers come off. He can run well. And they're the main four, and I'm putting Limbs Cruiser in the quaddy. I thought he was terrific in the Golden Mile, but I'll tip Tuvalu, but yeah, not the confidence that the market has about him. 13, 8, 9 and 15.
So 13, 8, 9 and 15 for Dino. 13, 8, 9 and 15 there for Gator. And 8, 13, 15 and 9 there for Warren Huntley. And for Jack, race 6, mate. 7, 8, 5 and 14 for Dino. 8, 7, 14 and 13 for Gator. And 8, 14, 3 and 19 there for Warren Huntley. Race number 9, final event. You can scratch the Big Easy, the 7, the 11 Grand Pope, who looked hard to beat today, but he won't be going around it. The 19 Charm Wing and the 20 is also out here. Warren, the market suggests, well, it's an open event. You've got Sack the Boss at $6. Good push from Tommy Sadler with Sam's Image. You get $12 for that galloper. Hypersonic at $9. And then we go down to Red Hot Nick at $8. And Quenza Dillon's at $8.50 chance. And then we go down to the Wild Runners, McKeever at $10. And Masker at $9.
Lee Jordan loves a challenging end to the quaddies at Flemington. I think he would have slept very comfortably last night. This is a very tough race, and I was hoping that the last emergency, Fumiko, was going to get a run, but no joy there. Gee, I think it's a tough race. 15 Red Hot Nick can at least be somewhere near the speed, perhaps the right part of the track by this stage of the day. I think he's going well. His runs this prep have been good. He makes his own luck. It was a good, not necessarily tradesman-like, but he made his own luck and he kicked clear in modest time at Sale, but I think he won well and he, I think, can be very competitive here. 13 Mississippi, she looks to have trialled up nicely. She's come through a jump out with Curran and others at Caulfield. Looks to be going well. She'll be better over further, but I think her recent jump out is encouraging. She'll be strong late. Circularities racing through the grades for the Freedmans. The fact that they've come down here, the wider draw mightn't be a disadvantage. He looks to have a good burst of acceleration late in the races. Claim for Josh Richards a positive for him. I'll put number 4, Zach the Boss, who might need some luck from the inside draw, but he's fit and going well, seems to cope with the straight. Tough finish, 15, 13, 9 and 4.
Dino?
Yeah, it is a tough finish. I'm going with 13 Mississippi. As Warren said, trialled well. I actually don't know if she does run a lot further. She might be just a run-on sprinter, and I think she's got as good a chance as any here to beat 9 Circularity. What I like about this horse is he's won 3 of his past 5. He's down here for the dry ground. He gets the claim for a good rider, Josh Richards, and Josh has had a lot of success down the straight, so he rides it very well for an apprentice rider. 15 Red Hot Nick won the $100,000 benchmark 64 on Good Friday. He can be competitive here, and I've put in 16 Quesadilla next best. Yeah, even race to finish. 13, 9, 15, 16.
Then Gator.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Quesadilla for the sake of the tip. Close up first, just faded late off the long break. He's proven second up. I like her form around some open class mares for this. Zach the Boss, going really well. Obviously, the Bee Hunter form's great. Back to 1100 is no negative. Don't love gate one, but you know, you can come through inside him and win up the straight the last sort of 12 to 24 months. Mississippi, she jumped out really well before the start of last prep and ran enormous. She's jumped out well again. McKeever, Red Hot Nick for the quaddie, 16, 4, 13 and 17.
So 13, 9, 15, 16 Dino, 16, 4, 13, 17 Gator and 15, 13, 9 and 4 for Warren in a tough last race there at Flemington. Dino, your best in a quaddie, please.
My best is Front Page Gareth, race 7, number 9. I'm backing him in. The best value is Israelite Bay in race 4, number 13. For the quaddy, the first leg, 3, 7, 14, 18, 19. Second leg, 8, 9, 11 and 12. Third leg, 5, 8, 9, 13 and 15. And the final leg, 9, 13, 15 and 16.
9, 13, 15 and 16. Okay, Leanne's multi. She's working today.
Well, the international races have taken their toll. She's still fast asleep. I do know that It's a Ray Day will be a strong part of the multi, and it'll be on Twitter later in the morning.
I love it. Follow at Leanne's multi. Wake her up, Dino. Tell her it's, 9 o'clock. Good on you, mate.
Okay, thanks, Gareth.
Here's Dino. Gator, your best at a quaddie, please.
Yeah, I can't give you Star Patrol at that price. We'll go 3x2 Flash Feeling. Quaddie-wise, 18, 7, 14 and 13. Second leg, 12, 9, 10, 14, 11. Third leg,
13, 8, 9. We'll come home 16, 4, 13, 17, 15.
Got a lot of text messages about that noise, Gator. Can you give it away for us so we can pay them out?
Yeah, sure. I think it was the car telling me my tyre pressure was low. So whoever had that wins the sweep.
Bob Jane. Are they still around? I don't know. Warren, hello. I'll catch up with you shortly for the Sydney preview. Hello to you once again, Warren. I need your best bet in a quaddy, please.
Going with Brosnan, race 2, number 1 is my best, Gareth. Quaddy first leg, 3, 7, 14, 18 and 19. Second leg, 6, 9, 12 and 14. Third leg, 8, 9, 13 and 15. Home with numbers 4, 9, 13 and 15. Certainly a day for a flexi quaddy.
So 3, 7, 14, 18 and 19 first league there, Warren?
Yes.
Yep. Just checking. Hey, looking forward to correct weight already.
Good on you, Gareth.
Good on you.